4-8-1-8, pass 1-2.
We had about 5 couples up there the other week. Also jet skis.
4-8.
Feather number 3.
You got it.
Number 4. It's number 4, goddammit.
Okay, let's...
2 inches.
Take it easy.
2 inches.
Okay, let's...
Okay, we got a fire on number 4.
No, we got a turbine overheat. Number 4. Overheat.
Okay, we got 2 good engines.
Number 4 is already shut down.
Yeah, it is. Okay, let's get number 3 air started.
It's on 7-7.
Get number 3 air started.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
What do you need?
Turn up. 3 and 4 gone.
3 and 4 gone.
Main 30 Tango Echo contact loss to center 132.65.
Okay.
Good day.
Give my gloves, please.
3265. Good day, sir.
Okay, watch the airspeed.
Roger.
Fly the airspeed. Just keep.
I'm flying the airplane. Take care of the radios.
Okay.
Pilot maintenance.
Go ahead.
Sir, it looks like number 4 is completely busted loose at the props.
It is.
Just take it down real easy.
Real easy. Okay, let's take a look what we got.
We change our squawk.
1-2, say altitude.
Roger, sir. For test 1-2, we are declaring an emergency at this time. And we'll stand by for the info. Test 1-2, we're declaring an emergency at this time. Stand by for our numbers.
Okay, nav co-pilot.
Go ahead.
Find the nearest base, nearest runway.
Nearest runway, we've got Westover just south of us, and we've got Plattsburgh to the north, about 90 miles.
How far is Westover to the south?
Westover's about 60.
Okay, find us another runway.
We also have Pease, which is about 64 east.
64 east, let's head to Pease. Okay, give us a heading for Pease.
Roger, sir, it'll be about a 095.
Pass 1-2, descend and maintain 1-1000, the Portland altimeter 3027.
Jesus Christ.
3027 down to 1-2000 for...
Okay, now, what's that heading?
Can go right down
about
to 11, sir, 1-1000, pass 1-2.
Roger, down to 1-1000, sir. We're going to head in the general direction.
Did you get any indications of anything up here? Did you know?
No, it just went.
Unable to see direct.
Roger.
Okay. 12, we can get back to me on the nature of the emergency.
Let me talk to him.
Boston, task 1-2.
Task 1-2, go ahead.
Yes, sir. We need vector direct to Pease Air Force Base, please.
I will get these throttles out of your way, okay? Wait.
Channel 1, leave
them alone. Now, what's your heading now?
We're heading 090, sir.
Riding 120 vector to Pease.
120, will you notify Pease that we're coming in on an emergency?
Does he know the nature of it?
Yes, sir, we've lost 2 engines.
Good thing it was that side.
Channel 112 and attack him.
Requesting assistance at the airfield?
That's firm, sir. We'll get back to you in a minute.
Okay, crew, let's get a...
Crew, this is aircraft commander. Let's get a check-in, please.
Pilot's up.
Engineer's up.
Now's up.
MCC's up and everybody's down, strapped in.
Okay.
Hey, Roy, get down.
Strap in.
Okay, crew, let's regroup here and find out what's going on. Nav, or Ox Pilot, get us to approach plates for Pease Air Force Base, please. Nav, start looking if we're going to see if we're really going to make it.
Run the engine shutdown stuff, whatever's left on that.
Okay. I'm going to do the engine shutdown checklist. Condition lever, feather.
So I show P's 76 miles, the heading of 110 on the heading.
I wouldn't touch it because that...
110 for task 1-2, roger, sir.
Okay, condition lever, feather on one and not the other. Fire handle.
Pull it for number 3.
Pulled.
Yeah, we got a fire indication on number 3. Scan number 3, maintenance.
Roger. Need oxygen.
What about oxygen?
Task 1-2 is back. Go regen transponder 4060.
Okay, you want all the power?
Yeah, stand by on that for
Task 1-2.
Okay, agent, we better discharge a bottle here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Scanning number 3, there's no indications about the outside.
Go ahead, isolate the wing there, engineer.
Okay, isolate that wing.
Flaps are up, gears up, cleanup checklist.
Yeah, let's get this taken care of.
Still got a fire indication on number three. Maintenance, station somebody in the window and watch number 3.
Roger. We got, this is the MCC. We got one sitting there. Your number 3, you've got, it looks like fuel. I don't know what kind of liquid, but...
Oh, we lost all the oil in number 3.
Yeah, you lost all the oil, and you got some other...
Looks like we had 4.
Okay.
That's 1-2, for the information, Concord, Concord, yeah,
also looks like we got all the
runway, and it's, you lunch your 11:30, 12 o'clock, and, I'll give you the exact mileage there.
Okay, sir.
This time, 5 miles.
Understand, 5 miles from Concord to...
35 miles to Concord.
35 miles to Concord?
Eastern portion of Whiskey. Would you like to try Concord?
Let's set up your panel for dumping.
Yeah, about 60 miles to go, and we got 16,000 feet north.
Okay, I think we ought to jettison the antennas. What do you think?
I don't know. Why don't we wait until we get a lower?
Okay.
Right now it's controllable. And 1,000 feet per minute, I got...
We can't get rid of gas.
Fire is up
this evening.
And go ahead and fill it.
The altitude once we're in the area.
Okay, Nav.
I don't know if I should answer that wing at all.
What about
the
180?
Sir?
What about Concord?
Concord,
35 miles north, or at about 10, 11 o'clock. It's got 10,000 feet of runway.
We can do it.
How far are we from Keys now?
We're 60 miles, 56 miles.
Now let's go.
At 771, contact Boston, 35.25.
6,000.
35.25, 771, so on.
At Boston, Task 1-2.
Task 1-2, go ahead.
Yes, sir. How many feet of runway does Concord have?
What's the VVR? It's about 700?
Right, 6,000 feet at Concord.
We should be able to make peace.
We're going to go ahead and try for peace, sir.
It's 6,009 feet at Concord. Did you say you want to try peace?
Yes, sir, we'll try peace.
We should just...
We're present heading in,
We get down, 4,000 feet and close Concord.
And, have, just 60 miles, now 60 miles.
Right, sir.
Okay.
Chief?
You want to dump any fuel?
Not yet. Just set up for it.
Calling it, Chief. Go ahead.
We'll see how she is at lower altitudes. Come on, baby.
Which engines are out? Task 1-2.
Go ahead for Task 1-2, sir.
You want to want to know?
Task 1-2, what number engines out?
Number 3 and 4 are out. Can we get a discrete frequency for you, sir?
We can start it on this frequency, sir. We only have 3 airplanes on this one.
Okay. And, Chief, co-pilot?
Go ahead.
Will you get a, IFR sub, get a frequency for, T's and on Uniform 3, call them and, let them know what's going on?
Roger.
Could you tell me what you see out there?
Number 4 prop is gone. It's hanging sideways.
Okay. I'm just getting a little vibration.
That's one, will you be able to maintain 11,000 feet?
Well, tell them when we get down there.
We got a serious problem here because the prop is just...
That's for Task 1-2. We'll let you know when you get down there, sir.
The prop is sitting
sideways. It needs
sideways.
To know as soon as possible. Okay. Doing traffic out there, maintain
we're losing altitude faster.
I'm speeding up a little bit.
Okay, we need the altitude, though, because we're not going to be able to maintain flight. So cut your VVI down if you can.
No problem.
Number 3 and number 4 prop. Number 3 prop is gone completely.
Okay.
Okay, how's our hydraulics doing? Maintenance pilot.
Okay.
Good, sir.
Could you check the hydraulic reservoir?
Roger.
Just to make sure.
Our 2-inch service ceiling is 9,500 feet.
Okay.
Okay, look good, sir, on hydraulics.
We're clear.
For P's, you got a minimum...
safe.
Emergency safe is 8,300.
Okay.
And minimum safe is 3,000 from this direction.
Pilot maintenance, hydraulics look good for now.
Okay. Okay. two engine loss. Now, we know what's going to happen when we start lowering the flaps and gear. We're going to...
We still got utility.
That's right. We still got
utility.
But when we... What we're going to find out is probably going to get some lights on. You're going to...
No. Should have nothing affect utility.
Receivers that are entering
well,
the area.
I think you will.
And your life control
the
area.
Confirm
altimeter.
Okay, we only got one bottle left on the agent.
Okay.
And we still got a fire indication on short final, I think.
Okay.
What do you think that we ought to fire it on final if we haven't used it before then?
I was thinking once we're on the runway, just go ahead and fire it.
How about before we touch
okay.
down?
Okay, it's your call.
Well,
two, when you have time, sir, fuel on board and fuel and soil, please.
I got mine. Find out what the active runway is, too.
When do we have time? We got fuel.
And pilot, I got P's on. What's the fuel situation and altitude?
Okay, we got 20,000 pounds of gas, and that's everyone. We're going to have six people, four, and 10 aft.
At Boston,
6412.
And altitude.
612, go ahead.
Altitude.
Yes, sir. We're talking to P's now, passing the information on fuel and soils. Do you need it also?
We can get the fuel, Task 1-2, the fuel remaining in time.
4 hours, 20,000.
We got 4 hours of fuel, 20,000 pounds, 4 hours.
Okay, and soils on board, please.
Yeah, 1-6, 1-6, 6 forward, 10 aft.
Let's see if we can get down to 9.
If we can what?
Get down to 9. We can learn something like that.
Well, let's see. That's what
you'll maintain that
altitude.
Yeah, milk this altitude.
Okay.
What did you just say? Say again, sir.
What, are you able to maintain 11,000 feet?
We're not quite sure yet, sir. We want to milk our altitude as much as possible. Okay, and Chief, go.
Yeah, I got tower on at 255.9 apiece. They're requesting altitude, present altitude, and fuel.
We got 20,000 pounds of fuel, and we're at past 12,000 feet.
18,000 pounds of fuel. Okay, I told them we're in emergency. I told them we've lost both props on the right side of the aircraft.
Tell them that we're declaring emergency. We're going to come in, make a...
Let's get an altimeter.
I told them that, too. I told them to clear the area. We're coming in for emergency.
Copilot.
You said 3027 pilot.
And nav 3027.
3027 sir, nav.
Tell them that we want to clear the area, and we would, if they have foam, let's see, not foam. Tell them we'd like a GCA pickup vectors for a short final visual straight in.
Yeah. Gonna back it up with a tack in.
And we'll back it up with the tack in. Got that, Chief.
Task 1-2, descend and maintain 5,000. The 41 altimeter 3028.
And we're passing 114 for 5,000 on 3028, Task 1-2. 3028, set to Cobalt.
Set 3028, pop.
Okay, let's get a...
3028, yeah.
Okay, we finish the emergency shutdown.
Cleanup.
About 9 minutes out.
Cleanup checklist.
Cleanup's complete.
Okay.
We're anticipating at my landing speed, I should be able to go in reverse on number two without much problem. I'm going to use mainly brakes and take it easy there. We know we're going to swerve and be prepared at a high speed if I have a problem with control to take the ailerons from me, and I'll go on nose wheel steering.
Okay.
To help that out. Let me get this. Okay. Our
pilot nav power's request.
9 minutes.
9 minutes.
Roger.
And can we get...
You want these? We got space and everything right here.
Task 1-2, contact. Please approach control now.
That's 3, all you do.
24.1. 324.1.
Okay.
Pilot, everything's accomplished what you told me to do. Something I had done before.
Hey,
and they'll have the fire trucks and everyone waiting.
Okay,
I've also told them crew of 16.
Okay, thanks.
Go ahead, pilot.
How does the aileron and the flap on the right wing look?
November 31673, roger. Contact D's approach low 118.8.
I'm going to look at everything through the section.
Yeah.
Check it out. It looks good from back here, sir.
I got a plan doing this a no-flap.
Well, let's try and get 20. We'll milk 10-degree increments. Let's milk it down and see what happens.
I got to set it for 20 then, like landing assured. We'll start putting flaps down, see how it is. I plan on doing 160 knots, and we'll configure, play it by ear. Touchdown's going to be about 140, roughly right now.
There, ask tower, or P's approach, task 1-2.
Task 4, correction,
okay,
task
1-3, on the blades
now,
number
3027. Runway 34 in use, wind is 170 at 6, say your intentions.
3027, we'd like to get GCA pickup for a radar vectors to a short visual final.
Task 1-2, you were stepped on, standby.
Get them off the air,
Captain. November, descend and maintain 5,000.
And we're going down to 5.
Taz 1-2, understand a GCA pickup, sir. Would you like a PAR approach runway 34?
No, sir. We need a quick visual approach.
Taz 1-2, roger. Expect a visual approach runway 34. Fly heading of 110 now. Maintain 5,000.
10, be advised, sir. We're going to have trouble maintaining altitude. We need this short and good.
Okay. My GCA.
Taz 1-2, roger.
My GCA.
Set 3027.
1-2's P's will be 12 o'clock for 30 miles right now.
Taz 1-2, Roger.
And would you like a block altitude, sir?
No.
Sir, you just have to clear airspace around us. We're not able to maintain altitude at this time.
Taz 1-2, Roger.
Okay, crew, for my descent briefing, we got P's in all the nav aids. We're going visual. And, so if we get the extra engineer, can you figure out some toll?
Got some right here. Let's keep the altitude up a little bit more.
November, well, wind is one,
I'm looking. We're within 30 miles here.
At 8.
Still got 8,000 feet to go, roughly.
Taz 1-2, P's wind is 170 at 8, sir. Any problem with the 3-4 approach, or would you like the 1-6 approach? It seems to be favoring 1-6.
Runway's long enough.
What about jettison fuel?
Right now, we're good.
Good. Okay.
I think we should...
Bruce here to mess with that right wing, because of...
Yeah. And then if we jump from the left, we got unbalanced problems. I'd rather just leave.
To my frequency, 324.1.
Yeah, pilot, Chief.
Be advised, we are on 324.1.
Standby, Chief.
Roger.
Okay, Chief, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt. I just want to let you know, we'll make sure the back end's strapped in. You just take care of the front.
Don't worry.
Okay, everyone remember, before we touch down, everyone lock their shoulder harnesses.
They've already been briefed.
Okay. It prepares for...
Taz 1-2, any hazardous cause on board, sir?
We don't have any
negative,
sir.
Negative, sir.
Taz 1-2, roger. P's is now 12 o'clock, 25 miles.
Roger. Okay, go ahead on your briefing here. You're flying the approach.
Okay. And I got... Okay, we got everything set up. Just plan on flying it straight. Try to stay as visual as possible on this. The weather's good.
Do you want to open the overhead escape hatches?
For what? Oh,
for
egress?
Yes.
That's a good idea. Good idea.
And maintenance pilot, if you could make sure everything clear, the paratroop doors, we might want to open those too.
Roger, you going to want those open before we land, sir?
Negative, not on the landing, but just make sure that you can get to them real quick. In fact, if we put two maintenance guys on the bunk, that they can open them right away, just in case we need to.
Okay.
And I'm planning this zero flap approach and eventually going at least 20 flaps. I'm going to use 160, 150 right now.
Okay. Good enough.
And while we're going down, I'm going to try to do a slight controllability check to see how it is. If I get a lot of buffets slow, I'm going to keep it fast. Right now, it looks like, you know, we're doing good speed-wise and power-wise.
I'm going off just for a second.
Any questions? Let's get a descent checklist real quick.
Task 1-2's got you loud clear, sir.
Loud and clear.
Crew briefing.
It's complete.
Landing data.
That is check pilot.
Co-pilot, safety belt, shoulder harness.
Trust on pilot.
Co-pilot, radar altimeter.
Is set.
Don't worry about altimeter, set 3027. Co-pilot.
Set 3027.
Task 1-2, about to start 10 o'clock.
Okay, what altimeter is
you want to set? Right turn for 3,500.
Someone see if they can spot it. Okay. Is that task with you, Charlie, sir?
Descent checks? At what altitude?
What's that?
See if he wants us, if we can get lower.
And task 1-2 request lower, sir.
Let's see if I can get it.
Task 1-2, I just descend and maintain 3,000.
Okay. Task 1-2 is descending to 3.
Okay, I was able to maintain altitude about 170 knots there with max power, so it's looking good.
That's 15 miles.
Roger.
Okay, now remember for us, if we, when we land, if we have just severe directional control problems and we are going to depart the runway, you know, let's keep things straight.
And yeah. Task 1-2, would you like a visual approach to runway 3-4, or would you like a GCA pickup for a full stop?
We want vectors to about a
final. Vectors to a short final, sir.
Task 1-2, roger. And Task 1-2, this would be a PAR approach runway 3-4, and now continue to descent, maintain 2,000.
Out of 2,000.
Okay, and engineer, if you could, if I haven't called it on short final, take out my rudder trim.
Okay.
So I'm not worrying about
it. All right, sure will.
How's those props looking?
Well, number 3 is not there. Number 4 is just hanging.
Say again, sir.
Heading 130 for task 1-2.
At 130, and what are the winds there, sir?
So the winds are 180 at 4.
Well, 4 knots is not enough to worry about.
Yeah. It's quicker to go this way.
Okay. Final approach course is what?
Is 343.
343.
Yeah, I got my nav aid set up. Going down to 2,000, crew. If anyone sees anything we're omitting, please speak up.
That's right.
And maintenance pilot.
Go ahead, pilot.
How's number 3 looking? We got any smoke or anything coming out of there?
Negative. We still have oil coming out from the front.
Okay.
But everything else is clear.
5 mile final. Discharge second bottle.
What do you think about trying to milk down flaps now? 10%?
I'd rather get a little closer.
Okay.
What about antennas?
We'll leave them. I don't want them.
I'm breaking the seals.
Go
so
ahead.
I can pop them. I don't know.
It's just, you know, I'm just afraid if they don't blow, we're going to get worse. And right now, I'm not having any problems controlling the aircraft.
Okay.
So I want to keep it that way.
All right.
1,000 to go. I want to see the field, really. Got a good definition.
Wow.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, we're parallel to the runway.
1-2, fly heading now 135.
I'm getting intermittent radar, which probably means we got some wire running there.
1-2.
Okay, turn to, we don't need a radar.
Right, well, I'm just saying it. That's usually what that means.
Okay, one thing we need to think about, are we going to do an emergency ground egress as soon as we stop this?
Yes,
sucker?
We will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Let them know that we're going to be closing the runway.
Okay, crew, we will, when we come to a complete stop, do an emergency ground egress.
And forget your bag.
Roger, this MCC, we've already anticipated that. We're planning for it back here.
Chief, just make sure you get the classified, but other than that, everyone...
Roger, I got it in hand.
Okay, we're going down to 2,000.
Task 1-2, fly heading down 145, third padding first.
145, Task 1-2. Okay.
Yeah, we're just kind of on a down one. We'll be turning into the good engines, which is good. Winds aren't that much of a factor.
Okay, field's in sight there. Gonna be making a,
plan on turning if he doesn't turn us before the coast. Just kinda come in and slow down.
Let's get where we're gonna be on landing here.
Yeah, I think it's time, for people to get strapped in. Okay, secure loose items around you,
Okay, could someone get some of these bags out of my way here before they strap in?
Task 1-2, continue to descent, maintain 1,500.
Task 1-2 is down to 1,500.
Okay, crew, we got about 2-3 minutes before landing.
And pilot maintenance, at what point are you going to put the wheels down?
Okay.
Short final.
Yeah, maintenance is going to come quick.
We're going to go flaps and then gear and short final because we're not going to...
Let's get the gear first. I'm just worried about the trailing edge of that wing before I mess with the flaps.
Okay.
Okay, tell them we're starting to turn.
That's F12 starting a left turn. It's the final, sir.
F12 turn left heading 080.
Roger, 080.
Okay, we can maintain altitude about 180 knots in a turn.
You not me.
I'm still trying to get down those 1,500 feet.
Okay, well.
If I have to.
Why don't you wait till we're wings level on final? I don't like this.
For what?
F12's position is 7 miles south of P.
Tell them we have the field in the city.
Okay.
F12, turn left heading 010.
F12, 010.
F12, begin descent.
Tell them we're visual.
That's F12's visual now, sir. Thanks a lot.
I got the Vazzy.
F12 on glide path. Turn left heading 345.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to him.
Sir, we don't. We're a little too busy here for this. Can we just go over to tower, please?
F15, you get the field in sight?
Confirm.
15, clear for visual approach. Runway 34. Contact tower.
What's tower 3?
On this 3, stand by.
F12P, tower circle is down to 11804, clear to land.
Roger, cleared to land. We're holding the gear to short climb.
Roger.
Leave the horn going.
Yeah.
Gear on speed. Gear down.
Gear's coming down. Oh, shit. You should not extend that light or turn it on. Okay, four landing checklist, altimeters, 3027. Go pilot.
Set 3027, pilot.
3027 now.
Okay, stand by in the flaps, gears, landing gears down, and gears checked. Pilot?
Co-pilot, crew are 30 seconds from landing.
Four landing checks.
Okay, remember rudder trim.
Rudder trim. Okay, I'm discharging the bottle.
Okay.
Now.
If you tell me when, I can take the trim out.
Yeah.
Okay, take it out.
Okay, rudder trim's coming out. Rudder out.
Okay. Do you want any flaps or not?
No, leave it as is.
Okay.
It's controllable. We're landing as is.
Okay. Good enough.
Get down there. Okay, coming on the brakes.
Okay.
Little airboard number 2, you can reverse if you need.
A little more right brake.
You got the yoke.
I got the yoke. Okay, go back to ground idle if you need to. Okay.
Okay, you got it.
So you're F12, tower, I'm paying attention.
We're ground evacuating, sir. We're ground evacuating.
Okay, feathered engines. This is shit.
Stay
you got them.
We're ground